Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this is the MGB review of The Wrestler Suicide.
It is. This was supposed to be... we talked about we're going to review the first ever event, and then we were like, we'll just review some of the matches, and then we'll just review two other matches that go with that person. So this was supposed to be Franco Varga and Suicide. Mm-hmm. Now, we've seen a few Franco Varga matches recently, so I was like, why don't I pick Suicide? Like, I don't know much about Suicide. Like, I kind of know, I recognize the character, but I don't really know him that well. So I was like, let's pick that.
I had to add wrestler in front of it, so people didn't think we were watching people commit suicide. Yeah.
Something inappropriate. No. On a wrestling podcast, no. But there's a problem with Title Match Network right now. So when I click on that event, it just recycles to the home page. I sent them an email, and they actually responded really quick within a couple of hours saying, we reset your password. We think that's it. Go try it. And I tried it, and it did exactly the same thing. So I'm not sure what that is. So we won't be reviewing that match. I'd already found two matches anyway to go with it. And all I'm going to do then is, rather than make the podcast shorter, I found two clips. So we're actually going to do kind of a timeline for Suicide. It's really difficult to find him on the indies, actually, because every time you search for him, like, if you have... There's somebody called Australian Suicide. They have, like, a suicide death match or something. Like, they use that word, and unfortunately, you can't filter by wrestler's name. So, anyway, I managed to find something from TNA. Anyway, we watched the first clip. This someone said were Suicide makes his Impact debut, so... Mm-hmm. I watched this, and I was like, whoa. Oh, I was going to ask you if you knew
who
it was.
It's Shawn Michaels.
It's not Shawn Michaels.
Because he came in on a zipline.
All right, so why don't you talk about the video we just saw, then?
So, the Motor City Machine Gun... came well they were talking and then Shawn Michaels came down on his zip line.
It was a really cool zip line.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Was not the best thing.
And then he dropped off it, and he bounced off the ropes. Yeah. And then went straight to him and then starts laying into them both. That leg sweep at the start was sweet.
It was cool how he transitioned so quickly, because he was on the zip line, and then he instantly bounced off the ropes and started wrestling them.
It was really cool. I watched it and I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to watch this clip. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's probably too short. So anyway, I was like, well, we'll wait and see if we can find that match. And as we can't get it, I was like, oh, well, this will be perfect. Because I have a short clip at the end. So basically, this is 2008, I think it is. Now, the reason I'm asking you, when you said you know who was under the mask,
that was a joke.
Okay.
Do you know who it actually is?
In 2008, I do actually, because it actually said I didn't realize that either. Oh. Now, I didn't write down the list because we're using my laptop right now rather than trying to put it on the screen, because I thought that'd be too difficult. Yeah, it changes. So there's one video from 2013 where it reveals who it is, and it was actually Austin Aries.
There was, really?
I think, a Japanese wrestler in 2009. I want to say Christopher Daniels, as this is 2008, I seem to remember reading. And it switches. Yeah, so there's been several people who it's been. I didn't know that. I thought it was one person. The one thing I couldn't find out is who's the 2021 version of Suicide. So I have no idea who it is.
So did Austin Aries leave when he was Suicide? Like, after? Was he...
That I don't know, because I only watched one clip. I just happened to watch the clip where they revealed it, and it was Hulk Hogan was cutting a promo. Bully Ray came in because he was the world champion at that time, and he's like, I want to know who that is. And I've actually sent a question to View from the Top Rope this week, which I find amazing. You know those cage match ratings are a little bit strange?
Yeah.
He's actually from Wisconsin, which I didn't know, and that's where the guys are from. He's ranked the 85th best wrestler of all time.
Austin Aries?
I was like, are you kidding me?
He's one of my least favorites because he's so unprofessional.
Well, that would be it anyway. But even if you base it on what his skill level is, he's not in the top 85 of all time.
Well, it's just the only reason I hate him was because at the end of his Impact career.
The no-sell?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got pinned and then he just instantly got up and just walked.
Yep.
And that's just unprofessional. That makes Impact look bad.
Yep.
That makes him look bad.
That was a pay-per-view. That was a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Millions of people were watching.
It was...
And it's just unprofessional.
It was very unprofessional. Yeah, it was bad, like, on multiple levels.
It's like he was slapping Impact in the face.
It was. Now, there was one other thing I just remembered from this clip as well. They talked about, and you probably didn't pick up on it, because I've watched this clip probably about 2-3 times now, and I read the Wikipedia page as well. It said the finishing move that he did right at the end, he said he calls that DOA. Which in medical terms is dead on arrival, which is a perfect name for one of his finishing moves. But they said he got it from his video game. Before he was a wrestler, he was actually a video game character.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, and I don't play videos at that time anyway. So TNA, I guess, had like a video game. And before he was a wrestler, they created a character called Suicide, and I guess they decided to bring the character Suicide to life. So this was, I think, 2007, I think he said the video game was, and this is 2008 we watched this clip
from. I
want to
see him team up with Hangman Page.
Homicide as well.
Oh yeah, Homicide.
That would be a pretty good one. There is actually a match with Homicide, but it was kind of a long one, so I didn't pick that one in the end. But I know you know Homicide, so I did think about that one.
So Suicide could wrestle forever.
Like, could do.
Because it keeps changing.
He could do. There was a similar character in Japan as well. I can't think what it was. It was like, I want to say Black Tiger or something. I know Eddie Guerrero was that character for a while. There was a classic British wrestler, I think he was acting. So, but yeah, I had no idea in American circles that there was a character that did this. So I found that interesting straight away, which is why I was like, oh, we're definitely doing Suicide, because I learned quite a bit just by doing that. All right, let's get to our first match then, and then we'll be ready to do our watch-along. All right, so we're at 2009. This is Bound for Glory. It's just come up. It's the X Division Championship. This is the first match on the card. I actually watched the first 5 minutes, Mason. They did. Do you remember the Jimi Hendrix version of the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah.
And it's like on his electric guitar.
I don't really like that song.
Wah, wah, wah. Well, that's why I skipped the first 5 minutes. They had somebody from a band who I'd never heard of basically do the same sort of thing. And they panned around the crowd, and the looks on people's faces were kind of like, what the heck is this? Some people were like, hand over the heart, being all patriotic and stuff, but they didn't really like it. All right, we've got the Motor City Machine Guns coming in. And also, the other reason I wanted to do this one as well, Mason, they've got the six-sided ring again.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we started watching. This was the thing when we started watching, and we watched Impact regularly for about a year, that they had the six-sided ring. I love the six-sided ring.
Oh, do you want to... Oh, I just realized... You remember that Ambrose Asylum match?
Uh-huh.
They stole it from Impact.
They did?
Yes, Impact did that first.
Huh.
I actually just... I was thinking that because I really liked that match, and it was like a great idea.
Uh-huh.
Because they hung weapons on the top of the
cage,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's Impact did that first.
It's funny that you mention it. I actually saw that match today for the first time since it happened.
What?
Not in its entirety.
The
Ambrose one.
Yeah, I never watched that.
I was watching the top 10...
Uh-oh, just froze.
That's all right. It doesn't matter for us. The top 10 most non-PG moments in the PG era of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And that was moment number 10.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that clip since. And I was, it's funny that you bring that up straight away. All right, Suicide's in the ring. I don't think this is... He doesn't have a tag team partner,
No, he doesn't. But so. He's with Homicide.
Oh, he is with Homicide in this one. Oh, okay. All right. I saw a different one that had Homicide. I didn't realize that this one had Homicide as well.
Still remember when Homicide...
Go stay in school.
Yeah, when he told me to stay in school. But, yeah. There was... did the Ambrose Asylum is just him versus The Miz, right?
Oh, I might be thinking of a different one. This was Jericho.
Oh, it might have been Jericho.
Okay.
So it was just the two of them, right?
Yeah.
And they had the weapons on the mat the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was different because it was like six or eight different people in the match at Impact, and they did it like the War Games.
Oh, okay.
But as soon as everyone came in, they lowered the weapons, and it was still on the roof.
All right, well, it said in early 2008 Suicide was Christopher Daniels, because actually it just came out as Daniels.
Yeah.
So this is, I can't remember the guy's name, like I said, but yeah, they obviously switched it. And I don't know if people at the time realized that they switched, or... Yeah, I don't know, because I certainly didn't watch it this time. What's that?
Worst town ever.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yep.
You have that show.
All right, who else is
coming in? That's the entrance that AEW has.
They stole it? Yes. Oh, it kind of is, like the tunnel, the semicircle.
Everybody's stealing Impact's stuff. It's not fair for Impact.
Who's that?
Amazing Red.
Oh, I remember seeing that name and I was like, I don't know who that is. Don West. Did he say? I think he said he's a champion.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I've never seen that guy at all before, so.
There was one WWE wrestler that I remember who was in that match that I was talking about. Brian Kendricks was in it.
Oh, he was?
He had like this ninja, like ninja-ish like gimmick where he would just sit in the corner. Well, it actually is like meditation, actually, not ninja. He would sit in the corner with his hood up and just meditate, and it was very weird. But
Alright, they're kind of pairing off into groups now. It's like three groups of two and they're all bashed. Mm-hmm. Some of them went straight for the column so they could start climbing, and the other two just grabbed them straight down, so that wasn't working. Suicide's actually the main person in the middle of the ring now. I didn't see who that was too. I think that was Alex Shelley. I think he just did a neckbreaker too.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, Amazing Red...
It's not a tag team match, actually.
No, it's not. I thought it was to begin with. Because I've seen them, Homicide and Suicide, tag together. Mm. Oh, that was a nice throw from Homicide.
Yeah.
I do like this ring.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
The one thing I did think about while I was watching this is, if you're in the crowd and you're sat where those poles are, where that scaffold, behind that scaffolding, that takes up a lot of space, actually. That would definitely restrict your view.
Yeah, I agree. Because
unless they take it down after match one, I don't know.
That's what happened when we were at the Punjabi prison match.
Yep. Oh, that Homicide. Was cool. That was nice. He did like a cannonball through the ropes. How did he even fit through the ropes there? That was like a magic trick.
There's two people in this match that are on AEW now.
Who are the two people?
Just Daniels and Homicide.
Homicide's not on AEW.
I thought LAX was on AEW.
Oh, he is, but I don't think he's part of...
Oh, it's just David and Ortiz?
Yeah, they're not... Yeah, he's not part of... That was weird. I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I don't know if they had a falling
LAX
out or something.
Like...
Oh, I think... I think Alex Shelley missed his move for a minute.
Oh, yeah,
but...
Taz is on commentaries.
He stepped on that middle rope, lifted up the top rope, and...
Who is that jumped?
I already forgot his name. I said it a second ago as well. Is it Saban?
That's not him. That's the other guy, right?
I can't remember Alex Shelley's partner's name. I already forgot.
Oh, yeah, it is Dane Sabian. Well, no.
It's something Sabian, isn't it?
Somebody.
Or am I mixing up with Nick Saban? Who's the... I don't know. I can't remember his name. All right, so... Oh! Well, he was about to climb up the side there, but then somebody dragged... Amazing Red dragged him down, and he could have got caught either side of the ropes. All right, we're going to do... Oh, Hurricane Rana to the outside! Throws Daniels on top of the four people on the outside of the ring. That was sweet! Crowd liking that one. I'm liking that one as well.
Yeah.
I was a little slow to realize what he was going to do, and then suddenly it was like, oh no, he's not doing that, is he? Yup.
There was one of the X Division matches where somebody was on the top rope and somebody stood on their shoulders and got the belt.
Actually, JJ likes these X Division matches. Yeah. I can't remember which one we watched. I think it was just from the Impact Plus thing.
Yeah.
But I saw there was an X Division match, and I know that he likes watching them. Mm-hmm. That might have even had Petey Williams in it.
Maybe.
I have a feeling it was like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was also another good match.
Oh, you stole that from Cesaro as well, right, Mason? Mm. Swinging him.
Maybe
swinging him around and then did a drop kick to his head. That's some... It's not a tag team, but they're definitely pairing up, though, that's for sure. And why not?
Yeah.
All right, now they're both tagging up on Daniels. That's Motor City Machine Guns. Oh, he ducked under. Oh, just classic. Push him straight into it. Oh,
Sting in the crowd.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, is somebody dressed up as Sting? Okay. The main event for this one, actually, I kind of want to watch, Mason. I know you said you're busy and you got to get back
busy.
To your YouTube or whatever it is you're doing. I think you got a date or something, really. But the main event is Sting versus AJ Styles.
Oh.
And it says what could be Sting's last match. Oh, he's already there. He's almost there.
It's not his last match.
Well, obviously, we know now.
Oh. Not even close.
It's like a retirement match. I don't know how anyone's going to get to him. No one's even halfway up there. He's almost right there with his feet. Oh, that! Oh, Suicide just jumped straight onto it. That was kind of like Seth Rollins. Remember when he was like nowhere near and he just suddenly swung onto him? That was a sweet jump. Man, that took some skills. And then he just took him straight. Oh, took him straight down. Woo! X Division matches are cool.
Yeah.
You can see why I picked this one. It's like, I definitely want to. We'll get plenty of replays. Oh! My God. Do you see how much Suicide bounced off the mat?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Oh, they just did a double kick to Homicide's dingo.
And then they're kicking him now from either side. That's Shelley and Saban again.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Chris Saban? I think that's his name. I think I finally remembered what his name was. It looks like there's
three?
Yeah. Why are three people all ganging up on one person right now? I guess they really don't like him.
Oh, double stomp.
I don't even understand what that point of that move was. That was like really weird setup.
I don't know.
And
he looks
I thought
like
the
Dean
person
Ambrose.
Who was trying to help him was actually the one he actually injured.
Chris looks like Dean Ambrose.
He does. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a similar look there for sure.
They're throwing each other into the turnbuckle.
That's a complicated set of things going on here. The cameras have got to really struggle when there's six people like this and they're doing strange combinations like that. Yeah. Daniels is trying to get up again, but they were like, "Nope, I'm just gonna hit you in the back and bring you down." Oh, they're setting him up. This is like the Duck's Day.
The Moonlight
Day.
Hour.
Is that what it's called? I always think it was
That's
the Duck's
the
Day
Day
machine.
Call it.
I think of the Ugly Ducklings version. Oh, he drop kicked him from the top. Oh my! I would think that would hurt him as much as the as Christopher Daniels. You know, you're getting a replay for that.
No, there's a commercial break.
I think there was a. Oh, they had a commercial break on a pay-per-view. I'm glad we didn't have to watch that. Thank goodness. Oh, talking of pay-per-view events and commercials, I think I told you that Peacock, we're paying for that one with commercials right now.
Yeah.
I saw Jordan Oliver complain about it. He's very unhappy with it as well. And somebody said, "I'm trying to watch a movie and I've already had like 5 commercials." Like, that's what TV
that
used to be
with
like.
Hulu. It's annoying. Like, I'm trying to watch my TV show, but there's like 6 ads. There's 6 90-second ads
if you watch,
for 40 minutes.
If you're watching cable TV, it's 18 minutes per hour on the US. It's terrible. Mm. In the UK, it's like half of that.
Well,
and even that was annoying.
At least you can...
Did he just trick him to do a dropkick onto his own partner?
Yeah.
I think so. Suicide's on the outside. There's our main man. Oh, a nice reversal. Oh, that was sweet,
cool.
Neckbreaker. I don't know quite how he got
that
it.
That actually is Dean Ambrose.
That was like, I don't know if it's a coast-to-coast, if it's on the six-sided ring. Is that as far? That's probably nowhere near as far.
It actually is Dean Ambrose. It's
not... No. Well, considering you said that one of the Motor City Machine Guns was Matt Sydal, and you also said it was, I can't remember your other guess before we started recording.
That was it.
No, it wasn't.
Evan Bourne. But that's the
you
same person.
No, you said somebody else as well. And I was like, no, it's not that person. And then you said Matt Sydal. I was like, no. You just like guessing people who look similar to each other, I think. All right. Homicide's beating his chest. He's ready to go. Oh,
yeah,
he's up.
Homicide's climbing.
He can... I'm going to say, suicide tactic... Best tactic right now would be to stop anybody getting up to that structure, right?
What you have
you just
to
guard
do
that post.
Is you have to go above the... Yeah, you have to go above the ropes and onto the other structure. Like, onto the top of the structure so nobody can touch you.
Actually, hold on. Why would this work as a... You're not going to let your own... why would Suicide let Homicide win? Because then Homicide would be the X Division champion.
Yeah.
Like, this is a... There is obviously alliances here, but... You are fighting for yourself, so I don't know. That's kind of an interesting dynamic, actually. You want to help to a certain degree until you can guarantee it's between the two of you.
Yeah.
That was an interesting... It was like a Hurricane Rana, but it was from the ground by Amazing Red. Amazing Red hasn't really done much in this match
Amazing
so far.
Red is climbing up now.
Yeah, I gotta say, he's had a pretty limited role in this. Most of it's been...
Oh, there's turnbuckles
the
on the X Division ropes.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't noticed that before.
Why?
I don't know. Does it help them to... I don't know. I have no idea.
Why would you hang your feet?
Does it make it more difficult to climb across? I don't know. Oh, he's gone back. He's holding his hands.
Yeah.
If he's holding his hands already, he's definitely not making it across.
No, it's because Suicide is right there.
Yeah, I don't think he could get a grip. I think he was complaining... Oh, he's come back down again. I don't think he can climb right now. Oh, is he going for a crazy move? Oh, he's going for a crazy move, I think. Daniels has got hold of him, but he's trying to get... Oh, he's got kicked off. I think he's
something.
Going for... Suicide's just kind of stuck there.
Amazing Red is literally right there, but he's not going to get it.
Oh, dropkick from Suicide as he was climbing across the ropes. Oh, there's a British flag right on the front row. I didn't even notice that before.
Yeah, there's also Sting on the front row. What's Sting's real name?
Oh, jeez. I should know that as well. I can't remember. And that's going to really bug me because I should know. It's something really... If it was multiple choice, I could definitely pick it. All right, Daniels just didn't even bother climbing. He just jumped up to the rope
jumped.
And he's already there. He can get his feet on it.
With the...
That's Alex Shelley. Remember we saw Alex Shelley at AIW at Christmas?
Oh, yeah, and Ring of Honor.
Uh-huh. It was like 2019. They both came down.
Yeah. Oh, Christopher Daniels is now stealing AJ Styles' thunder. Wearing gloves.
Oh, the other thing we didn't talk about in that first clip. Oh, that was a great move by Shelley. Shelley's really good. He's had some great moves in this. Was they mentioned that Mick Foley, because he was like, Mick, come on out right now. I guess Mick Foley was the general manager at that time as well for TNA.
Oh, he was?
I guess, in 2008. I know there was a lot of those. There was a lot of WWE. 2008 was kind of like, they were a legitimate rival, I think, at that point. They had a lot of big stars, like Kurt Angle's wrestling for TNA at this time.
Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett, AJ probably.
Styles, but yeah.
Samoa Joe, definitely, yeah. Yep. They've got Sting, they got Hogan.
Remember when you changed Joe's gonna kill you to Joe's gonna kick you?
Yep.
Because I asked you what J-G-K-Y meant on my Samoa Joe shirt.
Yep. Well, you wouldn't have got to wear it at school otherwise.
Right, it doesn't actually say it.
I know. But then you could answer, because if somebody asked you or they looked it up. Yeah, it was totally innocent. It worked. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that. All right, Suicide is chasing up Amazing Red. I don't think... Amazing Red, I think, is somebody who takes a lot of bumps.
Yeah.
That from what I'm seeing... Oh, my gosh.
Well, he's the champion.
Oh, is he trying to get him on his shoulder? Oh, gosh.
He's trying to do, like, a... like,
oh,
Canadian
no, no. Oh,
destroyer.
No. There's going to be, like, a superplex. Oh! Is that a... You call that a super duperplex,
that's
I think.
Meh.
No, you called it that. And it flicked the other guy into Christopher
I've
Daniels.
I've never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to find the tape. That was sweet. There's been some really cool moves in this.
Matt says that.
Actually, the crowd is super close, actually. I hadn't realized how close they were. Yeah, look at Amazing... Oh, actually, Amazing Red didn't take the bump at all.
He did it.
Yeah, he was the one that kind of flipped and landed on his feet.
I can't remember. The ramp looks like something, but I just don't remember what it was.
A ramp?
The
treadmill thing on the, what was it? Something Warrior, whatever it's called.
American Ninja Warrior.
There you go. It looks like that.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen that show, but I've seen clips from it, but...
Yeah, I remember Jackson was into it. Like,
I'm sure.
Ninja Warrior.
I can imagine him being... Yeah, it's cool for... All right. That was a nice corkscrew by Amazing Red. He should have just gone for the... And then he did... That's like an Evan Bourne move right there, though.
Yeah.
Is that Starship Pain?
No,
that's a different
that's
one.
That's Morrison.
That's a different... Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. I think Evan Bourne does that move, but I can't remember what it's called.
That's one of my favorite moves, Starship Pain.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's...
How does he get that amount of torque on him?
I don't know.
Because he's on the ropes, and then he just does, like... Like a 720.
Know. Yeah, it looks
he's
really
cool.
He's
sitting down on the ropes.
What about that, mate?
That was like a Spanish fly.
Yeah, that was... He had great balance to even get there. Daniels is going to do the moonsault from the top rope. Instead of showing off, go climb. You got to go win. Mm-hmm. There you go. Where's that belt, Christopher? There you go. It's up there.
His name is just Daniel.
It's just Daniels on this one. Oh, Suicide's up the other side, though. I honestly don't remember who wins this match, to be honest, so that's kind of cool. I didn't watch this one ahead of time.
Yeah.
They're going all the way to the top, like you said.
I know why they have turnbuckles. They use actual ropes.
Uh-huh. Oh, you called it. They're right on the structure. Oh, my gosh. You know somebody's falling off from that up there, right? I don't know how high that is. I'm going to guess that's 25 feet, looking at the height of the people.
That might kill you.
That, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. And Daniels is hitting Suicide. They're getting into position. They're going to hit each other. But there's a third person coming up as well.
That's Amazing Red.
Oh, it is?
You just should hang on to the structure.
Yeah, they're just trading blows right now. Suicide's wobbling a little bit, but... Oh, no. He's not going to suplex him up there.
No, he's going to punch it.
Okay, he countered. Oh, you think? Even if he landed on the thing, he could roll off, and then that would be seriously bad. Yeah, the other guy, I don't know why the other guy's lying down. As far as I know, he just climbed up and just took a rest. Suicide's kind of standing up, and Daniels is now wobbling backwards. Not easy to film.
Yeah.
Now, that's a better angle.
Suicide.
Suicide's like half over.
Amazing Red's not even fighting anybody, no. And he's almost
falling
over.
He's balancing his feet on there. So is he just going to drop and try and hang on to it? He's got both feet on the ropes, Daniels. He's trying to grab the belt, but I don't think he's going to be able to do... Oh, he's gone right for the X, so he's going... Oh, gosh, but so is Suicide.
Suicide just went through it.
Oh, this is going to be insane. Oh, a fourth person's starting to climb up now as well. Oh, a fifth person's starting to climb up. Oh, this is going to be ridiculous. Homicide's got both feet on the ropes. Daniels is kind of leg either side of the ropes.
Amazing Red is just sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. He looked like he came down on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, ref went straight in. Yeah, Daniels looked like he landed on his neck. I saw him move his mouth. I saw him move his mouth, though. So
look. That Shakara stole it from that fan. Said, holy poop. Yeah, no replay.
There's two people. Yeah, I think it was a... Oh, well, the one, he kicked, one climbing person climbed down from the structure and then kicked the other person off. Now they're just fighting each other with their... Oh, Amazing Red got it.
Yeah.
That was it. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, Daniels
is dead.
Dead. He has... Oh, my gosh. I think we can rewind it. Look, yeah, he's just lowering himself. Well, we know he's not dead, but... Oh, jeez. That looked like he went straight down on his head.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
You just saw it again. You want to see it a third time? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why is it not going back? Hold on, we already saw that part. Oh, that was too much. That was way too much. That's not enough. I'm getting close, though, now. Yeah, that's good. That'll do. We're doing our own replay. Oh, look at the camera coming up alongside. Oh, jeez. He might have just stopped his head from that. Suicide might have actually saved him a little bit.
Yeah, he might have saved his life.
I think he... Oh, my gosh, yeah.
He probably put his leg there.
But it didn't look like... His head was going down vertically, but it looked like it didn't land on his head. So I'm not sure if somehow he landed on suicide foot, but I don't quite know how that... Oh, my gosh, yeah, that was exceptionally dangerous. Whew! All right, this is Southern Honor 16. I originally thought it said January 2021 because it was one of the latest ones they had on independent wrestling, but actually it's 2020. So this is Corey Hollins versus Suicide. It says resume playing, so I keyed this part up. But I saw that part where they stood on a car outside and they're getting ready to slam somebody through it, because as soon as I clicked on it, I was like, well, this is indoors. So I was like, I'm sure you'd be interested in that. Now, I don't know if this match goes to the
outside.
Suicide
looks weird. He doesn't have his usual...
It's not Christopher Daniels then, is it?
He doesn't have his usual fit.
It's not Austin Aries. It's a new Suicide. Like I say, I don't know who this Suicide
is. Whoa, who's that? That looked like Suicide was literally in the crowd.
Perhaps a kid had his mask. Just like Sting was in the crowd for the last match that we just saw.
Exactly.
It must have been the same deal.
It's weird.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was the screen. Is a screen in the background.
Or it was a mirror.
No. How could there be a mirror?
I don't know.
It was a mirror right next to him, but it still got him?
Well, nobody's in there. It's just him in there right now. Well, for the ref and the announcer, but... We probably started this a little too... Did he try and do, like, a Chris Statlander move there on the ref?
No.
You didn't think he, like, put his finger out and, like... I can't remember, booped him? Was that what they were calling
it? She doesn't do that.
She used to when she was the alien.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Like, she kind of touches him on the head with her finger, because she's an alien and she doesn't stroke. She doesn't shake hands, I mean.
Chris Hollis is coming out.
It says Pierce on the...
Pierce Hollis.
Oh, okay. Like I say, I assume the screen has Pierce written for some reason. I don't know this person at all. But this is the next to the main event, so... The main event went on for a long time. I saw that. Like I said, I know this match is about 18 minutes, but I can't remember if that includes entrances or not. Has he got a title? Oh, yeah, this is for some title, so hopefully they'll put that up and show which title it's from. Oh, look, they got the smoke machines on the indies there as well.
Yeah.
That's a nice little touch. They got a lot of lighting. This kind of reminded me of Flying V with all the lighting, because they used to have a lot of that stuff as well. I don't think I've ever seen anyone walk down the ramp so slow as this guy.
Yeah.
And he's definitely soaking it all up.
Oh, it is Chris Hollis. Because
he's got a CH. Uh-huh. So why did it say Pierce?
That's
then?
His tag team.
That's an interesting name for a tag team.
No, that's his tag team partner's name.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. All right, we still got the disco lights going around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's security.
He's taking his coat off. Yeah, he's right in front of the camera. He's watching the match. One thing I have started doing with our watch-alongs is I've started editing out silences.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If we don't say anything for like 10 seconds, and I'm cutting that out. We actually do a pretty good job, and actually Jay as well. Like, there's no real massive gaps there. Like, there's sometimes a four. But that might be why you're waiting for a move to set up. Like, yeah. All right, so let's see what he's going to do. All right, he did that. So you're going to have some silences in there while you're waiting to see how something develops. So, yeah.
Or
no, they've generally been
happening.
Pretty good. Yeah, sometimes. Well, we didn't pick a good match when that happens. All right, Suicide's just stretching on the... Oh, and the champion's just left the ring. Okay.
He's doing a Kevin Owens.
Yep. He just wants to go and antagonize. I'm guessing the champion's heel. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. And the fact that he rolled out just kind of... He's go on, count him out, ref. That's it, count him out. Well, where's Suicide? Suicide's just knelt down, so... Can you count him as well?
No.
Actually, that would be English rules.
The match hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, how's they ring the bell? Why does the ref count him out then?
Yeah.
If it hasn't started.
Suicide basically just rolled into Chris and then Chris just jumped out.
Just got out again. Yep. I have a feeling we could skip the first 5 minutes of this match.
Suicide, his...
Spider-Man.
No. His outfit reminds me of Captain America because it's the same like material.
Same color as Spider-Man. Red and blue.
I know. So is Captain America.
Right.
It's the same leather, too. I mean,
reminds
the same...
Reminds me more of a... Okay.
But the same, it's the same material, because
gotcha.
the old Captain America.
Uh-huh. Now he's leaning outside the ring, so Suicide can't
like,
touch
kind
him.
Of dirty a little bit. Like, it's not bright.
Oh, actually, probably more like, oh, jeez. What's that R-rated one that you're probably not allowed to see? Jeez, my brain is
Deadpool?
Terrible. Deadpool. I was going to say Dead Ant, and I was like, I know that's not right. I was getting Ant-Man and Deadpool mixed up.
I don't see the point of...
And probably that mask looks a little closer to Deadpool as well.
Yeah, it does. In superheroes, I don't see the point of Ant-Man anymore. Because there's a different superhero that can also shrink into ant size.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have the strength.
I saw a theory on that recently. They were like, if when he shrinks super small, wouldn't the oxygen particles be too big for him to actually even breathe? Because it'd be smaller than that. I was like, whoa. I never even thought about something like that.
There was somebody that did
when he
videos
goes to
like
molecular
that.
Level. Yeah. I was like, I didn't even think about that.
Because
at
Barry
all.
Allen would die if because he can't breathe without getting bugs in his mouth.
Uh-huh. Alright, they exchanged a few chops. Looks like his shoelace is about undone already.
There's somebody that in fourth grade my teacher showed me, like, this guy who told us about, if superheroes were real, then what would be wrong about it? But it just doesn't even matter because it's obviously not gonna happen.
You might be able to get some Chris, bionic powers, but you're not gonna be able to. You got
like
jetpacks. You got jetpacks now.
For deals?
Yeah.
Like the
you could water be like
ones?
You could be like an Iron Man. I saw that one who was flying over Brighton Pier. So I don't know how long they last for, but it's technology's getting there a little bit. Like you can get those headsets now as well, like with the virtual reality and stuff on. So it's I don't know. It's obviously not quite the same, but
yeah.
All right, he's bridging right now, so he doesn't get pinned, and Suicide just put his leg straight on him, but he actually managed to do it.
Dramatically.
Oh,
he's getting pinned.
He had a pin, but got out of it.
Is this a match that's 18 minutes?
I don't know. I just remember...
I
looked at
the last match was 18.
I looked at the start, and then I looked at the end, and it was under 20. I just don't remember if that included entrances.
Yeah.
So it is the Indies, and it's not the main event, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was 18 for the whole shebang.
I feel
particularly
like
with the main
the
event
last
being
match
so long.
Was only 15?
Mm. Something like that. That was a great match.
Yeah. What's SH stand for on the turnbuckles?
I'm going to guess the name of the organization, which I've forgotten already.
Mm.
It was Southern... Oh, Southern Hardcore? Was that what it was? Something like that. It had Southern in it. Well, they're doing the roll-around thing. I like it when they do that, and they do a pin of one... One. Watch out, ref. One.
Ref's not even counting.
He's not bothering now because he can't even get into position in time. It does look really cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how dizzy it makes you.
Yeah.
One.
Probably not Suicide.
Two. Nope. Yeah, I'm sure for the person on the outside because they're further out on the outside of the circle. So they're actually getting more. They travel a bigger distance, so it would affect them more.
Big elbow to the face.
Yep. Slide through the bottom rope, and then now he can...
Oh, he's trying to pull him, but Chris turned around.
I think he turned him around.
Oh, he
it looked
did.
Like, yeah, it looked
what
like
was
he's,
the point? That
looked
didn't
like
do
he
anything.
Spun him around. I'm not quite sure why,
didn't
though.
Didn't even do anything.
Not really. Oh, he's doing
look
a
at
lap.
The steps.
He's doing a lap. Kick. drive-by, right?
Yeah, those steps look weird.
Oh, I didn't notice the steps. Yeah,
it's basically like there's holes in the middle of them.
Hmm. Is that so they don't hurt much when they get thrown at them?
I don't know. Probably. Doesn't hurt much for WWE because they're so hollow.
Uh-huh. Oh, in preparation for Jay's podcast this week, we picked Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah.
And while I was looking for a clip,
you're gonna have to watch every single one of those matches beforehand.
I did. While I was watching looking for one of the clips on YouTube, I saw they had an interview. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'll be all right. I'll watch that. And there's actually a few different wrestlers that do these interviews. I can't remember which network it was, but I was like, oh, this is cool. They talked about, you know, those like the kendo sticks and that, and they're like, that doesn't look like anything at all now. It doesn't seem to do. They talked about the fact that when they originally, I don't know if it was a kendo stick, but it was some sort of like Japanese item when you hit them. And they said originally when you did it, it really hurt. And he had to take 10 of these in a match. And he's like, after 4, and he was like, I was dead. He's like, he showed you a picture on the screen. He's like, I could barely make it up. But I knew I had to endure like 5 more of these things. And then they said after time, they realized like if they shaved little bits out or if they cut holes in them or something, I can't remember what they did exactly, then it doesn't hurt as much. And that's basically what they do now. Or they don't tie them as tightly.
I can't remember what match it was. But somebody placed a kendo stick on the table and it fell in half.
Yeah, that was really bad. I remember that. Yeah, that was kind of. But yeah, now when it doesn't look anything. But yeah, when he was wrestling, and I'm guessing this is the early days of ECW in the 90s, then yeah, it was just painful. I do have a street fight for him, but it's not too bad, thankfully. Mm-hmm. I wanted one that was going to be exciting for him, but not too crazy. All right, he's got suicide in a headlock. Ref's checking to see if his shoulder's down. He's clearly not. Shoulders aren't down because he's got one arm up in the air. It wasn't even close. But yeah, I thought Tommy Dreamer would be exciting for him.
Yeah.
I was trying to find Tommy Dreamer's earliest match. I've never seen early Tommy Dreamer.
When he was
10
years old?
I knew I wouldn't find a match when he was 10. But they showed pictures of when he started. Well, that was weird. When he went for his training, he was like 19. So I don't know what that means then. I don't know if he was just goofing around or if it was like a middle school match or I don't know. Well, probably too early for middle school, but I don't know. But yeah, they showed pictures of him. I wouldn't have recognized him. He looked really, really young. Because I didn't recognize him from WWE. My first time seeing him was
Suicide
Impact.
Just got thrown into the guardrail.
Yep.
I remember... Tommy... Oh, wait, never mind. That was Bubba Ray. I listened to Bubba Ray's podcast for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just a few episodes.
I see it come up on Twitter. He normally has some interesting things to say.
Yeah. He's talking about how long WrestleMania is in the one that I remember.
I don't think it's going to be long this year. I think it's going to be pretty similar to the one
we
saw on the last pay-per-view.
Cut in half.
Yeah, it's 2 days. I think it's going to be two lots of 2.5-3 hours at the most.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get them in and out.
I'm going to miss the first one.
That'll be it. Yep. You got your first lacrosse game at 6 o'clock and WrestleMania starts at 7.
You can just watch WrestleMania.
I gotta stay and look after Jay, I think. Jay said he wanted to stay and watch WrestleMania, so I might have to stay and look after him. I don't know. You'll still be able to catch it, but you just won't be watching it live.
The one time I actually watch wrestling. Well, WWE, not wrestling.
We normally watch the pay-per-views. They're not normally on Saturdays. Yeah. It's normally Sunday evenings as we're getting ready for school, so it's not normally that big of a deal. I wish it would have been this weekend, to be honest. Because I'm going to say, this is the week we have off. We're going to be back at school.
Why didn't they? That would have been a better business.
I don't know.
Well, they
have spring break at different times. Like, college had spring break, like, a couple of weeks ago. So, or possibly even earlier than that. So, it's different times all over the country. All right, Suicide's got his foot on the rope, so he's got to break the hold. But no, it would have worked better for us, that's for sure. And there's a lot of events I want to watch over that weekend as well. There's a lot of stuff on IWTV.
Are they doing like WrestleMania weekend where there's lots of shows down there?
Yep. Yeah, Crab Wrestling's got a show down there.
Is it like hard to book?
It is because of the restrictions right now. You can't get as many people in. Well, you can tell this is January 2020 because this crowd is packed.
Yeah.
If this had been 2021, then you would have had nowhere near as many people as this. Yeah. Oh, he died from the top rope, but he didn't get his knees up. He got his feet up straight into his face.
is it like WrestleMania weekend? Is it like people, like WWE decides who wrestles and who doesn't, or?
No, they don't. They don't have a choice at all. They're not wrestling in the same stadium, so the other people are just picking venues in the nearby area.
Oh, okay.
So normally, I'm gonna say that's normally why they go to big cities though, because then there's normally one more than one place. So for example, they're actually at the. What is it? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium?
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess the Tampa Bay Lightning has a stadium, but that'll be in an arena, sorry, which will be indoors, right?
Yeah.
There you go. You got 20,000.
New Japan.
You got 20,000 stadium right there. Not that they can fit that many people in right now, I don't think, but just to give you some idea. But that was the same with WrestleMania. That was at the Giant Stadium, but they had Madison Square Gardens they could use. They had lots of different places.
That tends to be why they go to...
They always want to go to big cities, obviously, because that's where they get. And but by doing that, there's obviously going to be multiple venues they can use. So
it's not.
But no, they don't get to decide. WWE can't stop somebody else putting a show on that weekend.
Yeah, one thing I don't
cannonball
think...
from the apron to the outside and took him out.
One
by
thing
suicide.
I don't think is fair that somebody in WWE can wrestle a 20-minute match and earn more than somebody who wrestled like 5 matches for 3 hours total.
Yeah, they earn a lot more. But that's kind of good though for those wrestlers, because normally at a weekend it's kind of tough to do matches. Like we've seen like Casey Cattell do a couple of matches like in New Jersey in the same night. So that's the most you can probably do. It's going to be kind of tough otherwise because of distances. So on things like this, they're going to have matches in the afternoon. They're going to have matches in the evening. They're going to have matches around midnight. I saw Faye Jackson's show doesn't start till midnight. So yeah, you can get in multiple matches at the same weekend. So you have the potential to earn a lot more money that way. Now, I don't know, but from the one that Matt and I went to, they didn't have time, though, to sell merch or anything. Or they were kind of selling merch in the doorway as they were leaving. Like, he bought a Bryce Remsburg t-shirt. You kind of handed money over as you were leaving, so it's not as easy for the wrestler. And that's actually how... I think Matt... Did Matt get his Orange Cassidy shirt? I don't even know if he got one. I don't remember, but I know he was... I think he was selling them too.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't make as much money from the merch, but they can wrestle several matches. And there's also
AEW going to be down there?
Who?
AEW.
That I don't know. I think I heard somebody, well, I saw on Twitter today there was a tweet from Cody, and somebody asked him like, "Are you going to go and wrestle like at WrestleMania?" And he was like, "No, that we're not going to like jump on their bandwagon. We'll do something else." And I think somebody had reposted it by the fact that they probably are going to do that this year.
Oh.
So you know how people used to bring up Trump's tweets from things he'd said, and then he'd do the exact opposite. I think it was kind of like that situation. So I think AEW is doing something, but I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Are they going to have their own like WrestleMania?
Actually, I think I saw a Friday event. Ethan Page is fighting Cody Rhodes, but it said it's not. I don't think it's going to be shown on TV. Unless they're going to do it later. So I think that might be one where they're just getting the fans in.
Yeah.
So, that might be what...
Suicide's getting fanned. Fanned by a fan with a sign.
What does that say? This is a good... I can't read what it says on this. Something like that. Yeah, there you go. Push the barrier open for him so he can get back in.
Show your sign.
But also, the shows are going to be going on as well. It's not just the weekend.
Yeah.
I know that the first event on IWTV is like a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
NXT is having pay-per-views on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. So it's going to be almost like a whole week's worth of wrestling. So, yeah, potentially the wrestlers could make a lot of money.
AEW should do that, like where they get make like a WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah. Well, right now it's kind of difficult, but it just happens they're both in Florida, so to be honest, it'd be kind of silly not to do something.
Yeah.
If they're in Jacksonville and you got people traveling to Florida, why not have an event? And if they're doing it on Friday night as well, or if it's that show that I think it is, then you could get people as they're traveling into Florida watching it on Friday, and then they can go to WrestleMania for the Sunday.
You know what would be the most like frustrating move is if AEW rented the stadium for Friday, so the people couldn't set.
WWE wouldn't let them do that. They don't let them do that.
Did they book it like a week?
They've got it for several days, yeah. There's no way. They couldn't do that otherwise. All right, Suicide looks like he's going for the superplex here, because we haven't talked about anything for a while. I think this is getting towards the end.
Because that would be annoying if they literally
bought it. It used to be that nobody could use Madison Square Gardens. And that was kind of a big coup for to have the G1 there from New Japan. Suicide rolls on his back for the cover.
Kick out.
Looked like it was going to be. It was a lame cover. Mm-hmm. Deserved to get kicked out, to be honest.
Because WrestleMania might not be ready if they just... If they rent it out on
Friday.
Well,
if they did that, then they wouldn't rent it. Why would they rent it on Sunday if they couldn't put the show out? That wouldn't make any sense, would it?
Yeah. I know. If they rented it on Friday, and then as soon as midnight hit, then WWE gets it, and then they have under 24 hours to set up the whole stadium.
I'm guessing they could set it up in under 24 hours. Like, you've seen how it switches from... I know it's a smaller stadium, but, like, from hockey to basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how they can do that, because you need frozen ice for things like that as well. Like, it's you've got a basketball court, and then suddenly you got frozen... You got the frozen surface, and it's under, like, under 5 hours. It's amazing how they do it so quick.
Don't they, like, freeze the stadium?
I don't know how they do it. I have no idea how they do it. It's
Chris won.
Totally mind-blowing to me. Yeah, he got a pin.
He jumped off the top rope.
All right. I don't think anything else is going to particularly happen in this one, so I think we'll stop it at that point. All right, last clip. This is Suicide returns to Rock Moose. This is from March 24th, 2020, so 2 months after that last clip. But yeah, he's back on Impact now. Right now, we don't see him. Right now, Moose has taken out... I'm not even sure who that is on the ground, but yeah, he's been hitting him with a chair. Some refs came out, and he just swung a chair at them, and they left. He's got it around his neck right now. And I already saw this, Mason, so I could see what was going on. So I'm assuming this is like the general manager.
That?
I don't know. I don't recognize him. The general manager comes out and basically says, "All right, we got it, Moose. We know you want to be a big star. We know that you want to be the face of Impact." It's like, well, if you turn around, what you're going to notice is... there's somebody who's very familiar to you. Do you see everyone in the crowd standing up right now?
Yeah.
So Moose can't see it, but now we can see it as well.
Oh, Suicide.
Suicide's on the top rope, and he did a drop kick.
Is March 24th, and
yes,
nobody's
they film
wearing
ahead
a mask.
They film ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
They film months ahead of time. I did think the same thing when I started watching. I was like, whoa, this would be like a year ago. Oh, actually, this is almost perfect as we're recording. This is within... a few days of the year anniversary for that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he took out Moose, and, yeah, it's that same costume, obviously, that he's wearing at that last event that we saw. But I figured this was a good way to kind of finish up a little bit.
Yeah.
And we know he still is on Impact because we've seen him on some of the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting to see the story going from 2008.
I like that suit that he's wearing. I like the old other one that he wore in the first match.
Well, I would agree. I think that one's probably a little cooler. All right, that's it, Mason.
There's Sting.
Yes, because it's Impact
Plus.
The real
one this time.
Yep, they're trying to get you to buy Impact Plus.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it, check out the MGB YouTube if you haven't.
For what purpose?
Yeah.
So you can watch you eating a peanut butter sandwich dipped in Coke?
No, so you can watch my pack opening that I did.
All right, that will be up by
Matt,
that time.
You shouldn't watch it because you'll get jealous. This is the MGB. We're out. Peace.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at CompuTech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/